This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
We're entering some Bobby Boucher territory here. Montana linebacker Solomon Tuliaupupu. Is that? No? Probably not. Yeah, I think so. He will return for the 2026 season after being granted a ninth year of eligibility by the NCAA. He turns 26 in March, entering his second season at Montana after starting his collegiate career at USC in 2018. He was sidelined for his entire undergraduate campaign at USC after two surgery-requiring injuries, impacting his foot in 2018 and knee in 2020. The linebacker's first season at Montana and eighth overall was just his second full season played and third with game action. So why is he allowed, and some of these other stories have not been able to, they haven't, I guess because he didn't play, but he was, I mean, 26 years old, Michael. I mean, that the reason I say Bobby Boucher is he was a 30-year-old. He didn't have any eligibility. Or he had all of his eligibility, though, because he never went to school, Mike, because school's for the devil. But that's a very strange story. Sunday night Super Bowl and Bad Bunny fell just short of setting records for the most watched U.S. broadcast halftime show. Wow. It averaged 124.9 million viewers on NBC, Peacock, Telemundo, NBC Sports Digital, and NFL Plus, according to Nielsen's Big Data panel rating system. Incredible. So, the biggest one was the Eagles win over the Chiefs, 127.7 million U.S. viewers who tuned in. That's insane, man.
Does it say how many people, like, tuned in and then tuned out, or how many people tuned out and came back?
Bad Bunny's halftime show averaged 128.2 million. So the Super Bowl itself averaged 124.9, so it doesn't say necessarily, but the halftime show by itself averaged 128.2 million viewers from 8:15 to 8:30. That would make it the fourth most watched halftime behind Kendrick Lamar, Michael Jackson, and Usher. Well, don't you think people tuned in to just see what he was going to do?
Probably.
I mean, let's not. I'm seeing people like, oh, see, I told you he was going to be amazing. Don't kid yourself. There were a lot of people that were watching this just to see what he was going to do. Even if you, like, politically, if you're on the opposite side of him, you tuned in just to see. And probably just a bitch about it. That's insane. The audience for Sunday's game actually peaked at one point to 137.8 million viewers during the second quarter, which that is a record. The previous mark was 137.7 million during the second quarter of last year's Super Bowl. So that, I guess that ended the streak, though, of the increased average for the past Super Bowls. It's the fifth straight year that the game has averaged over 100 million viewers.
I guess Bad Bunny cracked the code. Like, if you want someone to watch you, used the Howard Stern effect.
And he didn't even do half the stuff he said he was going to do. I mean, he did sing it all in Spanish, but that was people, I think, were tuning in to see if he was going to wear a dress. Because that's what he said he was going to do. And he has done that in the past. I don't know.
I wonder how many people, like, actually tuned out or, like, said they were going to tune out.
I leave it on in the background. I don't really watch it. I saw him climb the telephone pole and he had a football, but I didn't really, like, watch it. I mean, it was just on. And I'd look up and be like, oh, okay. Yeah, he's still going.
It's that thing, that halftime show is, it's just for other people. It's not for football fans. It's to bring in people who don't like football.
Charles Bediako. You heard me talk about this story, Mike. That was the player that went back to school. He was in the NBA, didn't actually play an NBA game, but he did play in the G League. His college basketball career is over again. So they did get a different judge. They got an Alabama circuit judge. Denied his motion for a preliminary injunction Monday, ending his season. Tuscaloosa County Circuit Court Judge Daniel F. Pruitt halted Bediako's bid to regain eligibility, according to ESPN, after he left Alabama for the NBA draft in 2023, signed a two-way NBA contract, and played the past three seasons in the G League. That move disqualifies him from collegiate competition, although... Funny fact, he did play five games this year. He did in the 25-26 season. And he averaged 10 points a game. So they're saying, yeah, that you're ineligible to do that. But Alabama just went ahead and played him. And then that judge we talked about, forgot the name, who we learned.
Alabama booster?
Not only was an Alabama judge, but also an Alabama booster.
Who should have recused himself.
Delayed it so he could play, suspended it so he could play, and then they took it to a different court, and they said, no, you can't do this. This is actually good for college sports. This is good for high school athletes.
I absolutely agree with this ruling. I don't like that other judge, and I feel like there should be an investigation against him.
How is that still allowed to be a judge?
Yeah, there has to be some kind of ruling against him. Like that's a big no-no. I understand this is sports and sports isn't against, like, sports isn't a big deal for everybody. Yeah. But you take this and put it in anywhere else, like, he should have recused himself.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's ridiculous.
Go Pokes. He's hearing that they're already saying Bama's going to be out of the tournament for this as well. Like, how is Alabama just allowed to say, yeah, come on back and play? Again, no teeth by the NCAA to try to enforce it. You know, president of the NCAA, Charlie Baker, said, common sense won a round today. The court saw this for what it is, an attempt by professionals to pivot back to college and crowd out the next generation of students. College sports, I agree with Charlie Baker 100% on this. College sports are for students, not for people who already walked away to go pro and now want to hit the undo button at the expense of a teenager's dream. While we're glad the court upheld the rules our members actually want, one win doesn't fix the national mess of state laws. It's time for Congress to stop watching from the sidelines and help us provide some actual stability. He's not wrong. He's not wrong on that. They do need some help because they are shut down. Every time they try to put their foot down, the NCAA is shut down. Now, I'm not siding with the NCAA. I think they've just made so many bad decisions in the past that once they started getting sued, everyone started suing them, and they found all these different loopholes, and they were winning. And then the NCAA is kind of like, what can we do? We can't really... Like this whole Pac-12 thing. They're just going to... They just get to decide. They get to flex games and... schedule a game on a dime to try to help with their college football playoff standings. That's another one. That's another thing that's odd to me. Also in the news, Michael, how about North Dakota State? We talked about this. They're going to be joining the Mount West Conference. They are starting a petition for immediate college football playoff football or FBS postseason access. The rule currently bars new FBS programs from competing for championships for 2 years. North Dakota State will join the FBS as a member of the Mountain West in July. If anything, the confidence boost that gives your fan base, man. They're saying, hey, we want to be eligible because we think we can go win the Mountain West. What are the chances North Dakota State can win the Mountain West next year?
Not likely.
Really? Like 20%? 10%?
5%.
I like the move. It has me a little interested to see if they can make the jump.
If they're going to move to a conference, like the Mountain West is one of the conferences to move to because the Mountain West is not very good.
Well, it might be someday. You never know.
Like once I change everything.
North Dakota State. Stop it. You've been working on that for 18 years. This is another Jimmy Long story. North Dakota State intends to argue that the bylaw is outdated, crafted before the transfer portal allowed programs to rapidly upgrade rosters and accelerate competitive timelines. The school intends to ask the NCAA for a waiver next season and also push the organization to permanently revise the rule to allow future transitioning programs immediate postseason eligibility. I think Mike, you know what? I'm curious to see. I don't think they have as bad a chance that you think of winning this thing. This is a powerhouse. This is a powerhouse, man.
I'm not saying that they're not going to win it in the next 5 years, but I think it's hard to recruit to the Dakotas. I think it's going to be tough for them to be, and then again, I'm wrong. They do. So I would like to be wrong.
Would North Dakota State, based on the teams in last year in the Mountain West, and I'm not going to talk about the new Pac-12 teams. Do you think North Dakota State could have beat Wyoming?
There's a talent difference between FBS and FCS, but it quite possibly.
Do you think the champion of the FCS could beat a handful of teams in a G5 conference?
They could have beat Air Force, maybe. No, not Air Force. That's a weird offense. They could have beaten CSU. I don't know if they would have beaten Wyoming.
Could they have? I mean, San Jose State? Nevada? Air Force was pretty bad this year?
Yeah, but Air Force has got that weird offense.
Like there's a handful of teams they couldn't have beat, but I think there's some. I think that's fascinating. I think it's going to be cool. Good for North Dakota State.
They're going to get their coach picked off pretty soon.
Yeah, that's very true. Could happen.
So it's going to be the same thing over and over again.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, when we come back, the Rockies are getting close. Spring training. Are you getting pumped?
Yay.
They got a new feel, man. They got a bunch of new things going on. The spring training games start February 20th, I believe. The regular season is March 27th.
Wait, didn't Rocky season just end last May?
Nice.
Wicked sick burn.
Well, we revived it with the beard hair thing. That kept people interested.
Made it less embarrassing.
Do you think we got one person to watch Rocky games that wasn't going to watch Rocky games for the rest of the season because they wanted to see if they win or lose and see our beards and hair grow more? Do you think one person did that?
I think there were a few.
Yeah? So we helped the Rockies ratings system.
You're welcome, America.
What
are you and Tanner going to do this year?
I don't know. I think Tanner's kind of out on it. He didn't enjoy growing that weird-looking beard that he had.
Yeah, so, he's still growing something weird on his face.
He's got the stash going.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think we can do that again.
Can we do that again? Can you just double down on it? Do you double down on the hair thing? Like, what do we do? We don't shave until they win their first 20?
You got to do something different, though.
There's not much else you can do. I'm open.
We'll figure it out.
Nothing permanent.
I mean, I'm not going to be able to solve this like I will be able to solve college football.
You've been working on this for 6 months now.
I've got most of the country realigned. The problem is the Northeast is tough.
I don't think it solves. Like, what is this going to solve?
Well, first I have to split them apart and give them like conferences where you have weak teams and strong teams, so they actually have strong schedules.
Where, like, can I just ask, do you have, where is CSU in all this?
CSU is in the mountain, I think I called it the Mountain Plains.
What is the Mountain Plains?
It's Colorado, New Mexico, Wyoming, Texas.
Who's the best team in the Mountain Plains that you have? Do you know?
I don't remember.
Is there a legitimate team in this, though? Like a good team?
Yeah, yeah. Each team, I have rankings 1,
like
2,
like a playoff-worthy type
team? Each team needs to have some 1, some 2, some 3.
Do you have your playoff structure set yet?
My playoff structure is probably going to be a 24, but I'm really struggling. I'm gonna try to get some outside help on the conference.
Wait, who are you bringing in, Jimmy, or what are we doing? Who's outside help here?
I've got a couple other college football people.
Okay,
that I've told.
Surprised you didn't ask me to help at all. That's kind of offensive, but
well, you've been like, you're never gonna solve this. I'll show you my work.
Well, you can't. You're phoning a friend, though. It's kind of cheating.
Yeah, I'm gonna give this person credit. It'll kind of be the Micah David thing. And yes, David exists.
You said, Chris, the hunt is on. How many siblings does Jimmy have? And do you have his parents' names? Might devote a new show. Micah as host. Find this person.
I don't know his dad's name because I don't think his dad was around, and I don't remember his
mom. That sucks for Jimmy. That's too bad. Bummer. Well, I'm glad he had you, kind of, I think. I don't know if that's real. 21 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break here. The Rockies, are they going to do something unique with this pitching staff that was historically bad last season? It's the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
The home of the best high school basketball coverage in the state. We are Northern Colorado's voice and your preps leader. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Seven minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Joining me now, who better to talk Rockies with than one of the three people that do it, Tanner Schwint.
I got a real question for you right off the bat. World Baseball Classic right around the corner coming up March 5th, I believe.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
The World Baseball Classic, the American team, will play the Colorado Rockies on March 4th. I'm being so dead serious. What will that score be? If it was played like an actual game, Rockies is currently
Rockies
constructed.
The ones chosen?
Don't know. The T-ball league was busy that day. I think is why they
Savannah
went there.
Bananas maybe were out.
Maybe out on that. Well, I'm being so serious. What would that score be if it was played as an actual base? Because I think it's probably 30 to nothing. It's it's probably 30 to
why
nothing.
Why play this? I mean, what?
I don't know. I have absolutely no idea.
Is this every time you have to have a...
It's the first time they've thrown the Rockies in the mix.
Is this the best of the world versus the Rockies?
It's the best of the United States.
Versus the Rockies.
Versus your Colorado Rockies.
What's the age? What are their age group for this, for the best of the United States?
The current MLB players.
Oh,
so it's Aaron Judge.
So it's like an all-star game
taking on the
Rockies.
Yep.
An all-star team taking on the Rockies.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That is going to be brutal.
Yeah.
30, so are we 30. Doing the 20 after 3 like they do in high school?
That would be...
Because I would love to see the
bad
game
way
end
to start
in
your
seven
season.
Hours.
Yeah.
Like, you get rocked, whatever you're saying, 30 to nothing.
It's got to be close
to
that,
right? How do
you
recover from that?
I don't know. I don't know why they... Why they sign up on that? I don't have any idea what this guy, because I threw this out there when this came out back in November. This guy said 19-1 would be my best guess. I don't, and I said I think giving Rocks one run is very generous. The World Baseball Classic lineup is just ridiculous.
That's a tough way.
So
to start,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I don't know why.
What's your excitement level right now surrounding the Rockies?
Oh, on a scale of what?
Like where you normally are.
1 to 10?
Yeah.
247,000.
Are you kidding me?
I'm so excited.
After what happened
Dude,
last year.
I don't expect any wins, but they're trying. You know that meme of like poking the earth and being like, come on, do something. And they like, oh, just. That's been me for like the last 5 years. Just come on, do something. And I'm starting to see at least concepts of a plan, much like.
Well, what do you think about the pitching plan here? Patrick Saunders wrote about this in the Denver Post today. You know, that there might be a lot of different experiments, such as, you know, shorter starts for the starters. Like, that's a given. Like, it's going to be four innings, and you're out no matter what, even if you're red hot.
I don't think they'll do that. I don't think they will. I think they'll go shorter. We saw this with Schaaf last year. Warren Schaefer likes to, you know, Anthony Sensatella was awful in the first inning every game. So he goes, well, if somebody pitched the first inning, bring him in the second. And he pitched the second through the fifth, and he was good, you know, relatively speaking. Mm. And so Schaefer's not afraid of doing that. I think the biggest thing is that there's an identity in the type of pitcher that they want, and it's people who throw and miss down in the zone. It's people who are missing down, so maybe more walks. I don't know if they don't have that much control, but they want splitters. And they want sinkers. And so they're trying to get as many ground balls as humanly possible. And then the guys that they're adding on the offensive side, like Willie Castro and Jake McCarthy and Edward Julian, their ball, they are, if they get out, it's because they hit it in the air somewhere. And with Coors Field being such a big outfield, they're hoping that those translate into hitting them into the gaps and their guys with speed. So I see a plan in place. Not just, you know, remember we were getting excited when Bill Schmidt was just like, we're drafting all the pitchers. Mm-hmm. And we're like, at least they're trying. This one, there's an actual plan of we want pitchers who are going to miss low in the zone. So you're not giving up those doubles. You're not giving up those home runs. And you've got guys that are going, if they're going to get out, it's going to be by putting the ball in play.
What are your thoughts on like the bullpenning? Just yeah, we're gonna throw the bullpen out there. Like we're just gonna have you go an inning, you go three.
The
you
bullpen's
go two.
Been the worst part of this team. So I haven't seen them make a lot of moves. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Shigano and Quintana. Like I wouldn't be surprised if they just use that as an extension of the bullpen, where a couple of those quote unquote starters both throw on the same day. I wouldn't be surprised by that.
I honestly don't. I know it's like an easy target to try to make fun of some of this stuff, but you've tried everything mm-hmm. else. Now you finally brought some outside influence coming in. And we've joked a lot about Paul DePodesta and his Cleveland thing, but if you're going to come in here and just say, we're going to do what other baseball teams do,
it's not going to work.
You've been to the playoffs five times mm-hmm. in your history. It's not going to work unless you just catch fire like they did when they went to the World Series, and that's very rarely going to happen.
I thought it was interesting too hearing Walker Monfort speak at the Friends of Baseball event and just the renewed sense of energy instead of grumpy old Dick Monfort up there saying we're going to play 500 baseball or be the best best defensive team in all of baseball and all this other stuff that he always threw out there that never happened. Walker's like we're going to combine the analytics portion with the good old fashioned scouting, and we're going. And I'm like, it's great to hear. As sad as it is to hear that we're in 2026 and our baseball team's finally saying we're going to look at analytics, the fact that they finally are gets me a little excited. I don't think they're going to win a whole lot. I'm in for whatever challenge. Maybe we put it up to our listeners again this year for the Rockies. I'm in for whatever. I'm with you, not permanent, but I think they'll be improved, and I think it'll be by double digit wins.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see. I mean, we got spring training starting pretty much next week.
Yeah, and then Chris Bryant's already on the 60-day IL.
What is going on with that?
He'll never play for the Rockies again. This was they signed Shigano and needed a spot on the roster, so they move him to the 60-day IL. I would imagine right now there's negotiations going on for his buyout. It's just that is right there with the Russell Wilson signing. That is right there with that. I could
at least Russ played like at least he played?
Well, I think, what was it, that Chris has played 111 games for the Rockies, which is just disgusting. I mean, just a gross. I think the thing I would probably lean is a Bryant signing worse, because that was purely for optics. That was his agent that got to Dick Monfort and said, oh, this bat can cure everything you've got wrong with your organization. And Dick Monfort just bypassed his front office and said, yeah, let's sign Chris Bryant because that'd be cool. Like, I think that's what probably makes it
like,
worse.
Could that ease some of the pain of losing Arenado,
which,
bringing in a
gonna,
big name?
You're going to have to see a couple, a lot of times in the inside of the division now. But I see a path that they're taking. And that's the first time I can say that in a long time with the Rockies. And they've trimmed so much fat off of this. You remember Yankiel Fernandez, who played a couple of games last year for the Rockies? He's like, oh, this, the poor broadcaster's like, this is the guy who's got power. He's like, strike three. But they cut him, picked up by the New York Yankees, and within a week was designated for assignment. Same with the catcher. I can't remember his name, that couldn't throw the ball back to the pitcher. That's how bad it's dark, but I'm 247,392% excited for the Rockies.
How many wins?
Oh, what'd they have last year? We were on the hunt for 40, 43? Right?
43 or 44?
No, we were on the hunt for 35. And I think they went on a run.
Yeah,
because
you're you dummy. Because we were going to do.
Did a poll, and obviously everybody voted on 35.
Well, because you did the first poll and tagged me, then deleted it and added higher number of wins. Mm-hmm. And I think that was intentional.
I was ready to grow out the beard and see what it would look like. It was a fashion move by me.
Yeah.
100%. Very vain move by me.
The Rockies had 43 wins last
year. That's pretty good.
58.
Oh.
I think they improved by 15 games. 15 game improvement's not the worst thing.
No, I think I'm not out.
I think they lose 100. I think they probably lose 100 again. I don't know. I think I've been back and forth, because when you guys forced me all in on Money Paul by giving me so much crap for him at Paul DePodesta, I think I said they win 63. 20 game improvement. I could talk myself into them not losing 100, but it's going to be really close.
Mm.
Yes, want to know what's really funny?
Your face.
Okay. Go on.
The Rockies had more games. They were behind the Dodgers by 50 games. That's more games than they won.
Yeah, we know, Mike.
That's hilarious.
This is also why the MLB needs a salary cap, and they need it really bad.
I hope the Dodgers get more
They signed two players.
What are you saying? Yeah.
They signed two players for a combined $500 million.
It's ridiculous.
You agree with me on that, right? You got to have a salary cap.
I agree that it would be good if it were intact. I just don't know how you do that.
I think you've got 29 of the 30 owners right now that all agree that there needs to be a salary cap.
But then what happens to the pre-existing contracts?
I don't know.
If I'm the Dodgers and I see this coming, then everyone I'm signing is going to be a 10-year dude.
Yeah, and I guess that's just what you do, and you let them have their run of dominance and look at that. But it's so bad out there. And then you've got a bunch of spoiled brats like Bryce Harper that as soon as Rob Manfred walks in their dugout and starts talking about it, he's threatening to be like, and Rob Manfred's an idiot too. I don't think he's a very good commissioner of baseball. But
well, for players, they look at it and say it hurts the overall average for all players, right?
Yeah,
the studs are going to get paid, but you're not going to have as many risks on guys that get paid money they're probably not worth.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, still, that bottom end of MLB players are making good money now, and you'd keep the floor where it is. You just put a cap on the ceiling where Shohei Ohtani's not getting paid as much as Dick Monfort is worth. The last thing net worth look, and it's probably behind now, but just in 2023, Dick Monfort's net worth was $750 million. That's what Shohei Ohtani's contract was. Mm. That just can't happen. So, am I excited? Yeah, just because I like baseball. Is there a chance that anyone other than the Los Angeles Dodgers win the World Series? No.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, like, with the principle of it, with the idea of it. It's going to be a logistical nightmare, I think, to change.
You
got to
figure it out, though. You've got to figure it out. Every other sport has it, and that's why the parity in these other sports is so much better. You talk about not any dynasties in the NBA anymore. That's because of that. They looked at it and said, okay, we need to do something about this. They did, and I think the product overall is better because you do have those media market teams winning championships like the Denver Nuggets did.
Well, yes, Michael.
How many owners, like, single human beings own the Rockies? Is it just one guy?
Dick Monfort's a controlling partner. I don't know how many are in the investment group, but I know he's the managing partner. He owns at least 51% of the Rockies.
Because I'm just curious. I know like there are always groups. The Dodgers have like 10 people.
Yeah, could you bring the Walden Penner group in on that? Is that a, like, if Dick Monfort reached out and said, "Hey, you want a slice of this?" Because that would be sick.
I always thought
I wouldn't bitch about
the Walter Penner group. I thought the Cronkies too.
Yeah, the Cronkies. All they do is win. Do they own an MLB team?
No. Yeah, they own the Avalanche, the Nuggets, and the Rams. Los Angeles Rams, and then the
soccer.
Yes.
Right?
Lacrosse or soccer, Mike?
Hey, producer.
The Mammoth.
They own the Mammoth.
What, don't they own a soccer team?
They might own a soccer team now.
I guess I'll be producer for a day since Mike is still in a delusion that he's your co-host.
He's co-host.
There's not yet. Yep.
He doesn't have to do that kind of stuff anymore. He is upgraded.
And you have downgraded.
Yes. I've given up the fight, is what I like to tell people.
What is it? They own Elitch Gardens. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Did they buy it or did they build it?
The company has control of five.
Probably bought it.
And they own an English football club with two teams.
Very good.
Four stadiums, two professional esports franchise teams as well.
What's that?
That's when, video games.
They own a franchise?
Two of them.
Whoa.
Yeah. How do we get recruited onto that? Well, I just want to be the manager of an esports team.
I've seen you guys play esports, and let me tell you, you guys would be the Colorado Rockies.
I would say you're better at me than NBA and NBA 2K, but you're not very good.
I don't agree with that sentiment.
We scored. It was the one game
Our
we played.
Our defense is outstanding.
In the first half, it was 20-15.
Well, yeah, our defense was just locked down, man.
Yeah, you guys play defense. Maybe you should play in the NBA.
There it is.
You're the worst person I know, and I don't just please don't take that lightly because
that
I
is one
it.
Demerit. One
demerit
strike.
Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's two now.
I don't believe that Jimmy's real,
the
way.
No, there's a 98%.
You've worked here for...
chance. Never heard about Jimmy.
Yeah, no, I worked here for over a decade, and I've never once heard of Jimmy.
Mm-mm. I've worked here for 22 years, and I've never mentioned Jimmy.
Are you starting to open up in your old age? I notice that gray in that beard. I see that down there.
Oh, I've had this gray beard for years, and it hasn't gotten any grayer.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're excited about the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah. Honestly, give me a score prediction. Rockies versus Rockies versus the World Baseball Classic USA team.
Is it like a regular? Are they going nine innings?
Or? Nine innings. What is it?
You're saying the All-Stars, basically.
Yeah, the World Rockies. Baseball Classic roster. Let me get
How
it pulled
long
up
before
here.
They put in their third baseman?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be in the high teens to maybe one.
What I didn't know. So it's Alex Bregman. Catchers are Cal Raleigh and Will Smith. Alex Bregman, Ernie Clement, Paul Goldschmidt, Bryce Harper, Gunnar Henderson, Bryce Treng, Bobby Witt Jr. You've got Kyle Schwarber. You've got Corbin Carroll, Pete Crow Armstrong, Aaron Judge, and then the best, Paul Skeens.
Dude, that's demoralizing to start your season for your pitchers to start that way. Like, that's demoralizing.
Oh, bad. Real bad.
I mean, maybe they can get a run.
Maybe.
Maybe. And then...
If this was an actual all-out, like, MLB game being played that way, it's 30 to...
Probably.
It's 30 to...
I'm going, like, generous to the Rockies. I'm going to go, like, 19-1.
Okay.
Which would still
start
be really bad.
Hitting batters, if I was a pitcher.
They lost to the Angels, like, 20... What was
it? They had a lot of those. That a lot of those were.
But here we come, baby.
Here we go.
Edward Julian.
42 minutes King after Julian. The hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
UNC Bears basketball. Got a big one tomorrow night. Going up against Sac State, Mike Bibby, former NBA star, is going to be in town. And no, I don't know if Shaquille O'Neal, who is like part of the school now, he's like something. He gave money. His son plays for them, so he'll be at the game tomorrow. I don't know if Shaq's going to be there. How cool would that be, though, if Shaquille O'Neal is in town tomorrow?
Wouldn't it be cool if he was in town?
Tomorrow.
And they got their butts beat.
Well, the Bears were winning big until like the 9 minute mark. And then Sac State just slowly but surely came all the way back and beat him in overtime. That was kind of part of the bad run for the Bears. But the Bears have since won four games in a row.
And let's make it five.
Really need to get this one tomorrow. And then a tough one against Portland State on Saturday, Valentine's Day. I got tickets for you right now. Four pack of tickets.
Oh, thank you.
For Valentine's Day to go see UNC take on the best team in the Big Sky Conference right now. Portland State, they are the top team, so it is a monster game coming up. We'll go caller number four. You get a four-pack of tickets to go see this game on Saturday afternoon. UNC Bears take it on Portland State. Caller number four, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. We'll be right back.
Nuggets, games, and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll catch up with the Denver Post's Sean Keeler. His article is specifically about the Nuggets here, so we'll get into that. Nuggets home court advantage with Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray feels like ancient history. Noting the fact that the Nuggets have dropped six of their last 10 at Ball Arena, and it puts them on pace to do something they haven't done in four seasons. So, yeah, Eastside Chris asked us to start the show. Am I pressing the panic button on the Nuggets? I'm not. I just don't feel like this team has been whole, and it's really difficult. The fact that they're hanging around that fourth, third spot is really fascinating. It's really admirable. I just don't think we have the complete Nuggets team right now, and I think David Adelman is searching a bit. I think he's trying to press different combos to see what might click, and it's been kind of a rough go here, especially the last week or so. But I'm not ready to judge this team either way. So we'll get into that with Keeler coming up. Buy or sell to start the final hour of the program. Also, are the Broncos being extremely disrespected by the national media and the wise guys? We'll get into that, too. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.